I'm just going to do an extremely basic revision podcast of Macbeth. So I'm going to cover characters, plot, some key quotes, some dramatic devices, and some gothic links. But I'm not going into any depth. I just want to give you these as a really brief overview for you to then look into. So start with the characters. We've got Macbeth. He's the protagonist, and he's very ambitious and ruthless. We've got his wife, Lady Macbeth, and she defies expectations. She's strong, she's ambitious, but then her guilt takes over and she goes mad and ends up killing herself. We have the witches. They are supernatural beings, and they're the people that have the prophecies. And they're very significant because they influence the play a lot. We've got Banquo, who's Macbeth's friend. His sons, the witches say, are going to rule one day. And so he's then killed by Macbeth and returns as a ghost. We've got King Duncan. He's a good king, and he starts by praising Macbeth after Macbeth's helped them win the battle. But he's then murdered in Act Two, and that kind of throws the world off balance. We've got Macduff, who's been born by a C-section, so he's the one that can finally kill Macbeth, and his wife and children are killed by Macbeth. We've got Malcolm, who's heir to the throne. He's a good man, and he is the person that is finally crowned at the end. And we've got Fleance, who's Banquo's son, and he represents innocence and justice. So a quick overview of the plot. In Act 1, we've got Macbeth and Banquo meeting the witches. We've got the Thane of Cawdor executed and Macbeth getting that title. We've got Lady Macbeth reading the letter and taunting Macbeth, trying to encourage him to take action. And then we've got Duncan arriving at their house. Act 2, Macbeth kills Duncan, Malcolm flees, and Macbeth is crowned. In Act 3, we've got Banquo suspecting Macbeth. We've then got the murder of Banquo, with Fleance escaping, and Macbeth being haunted by Banquo's ghost at the banquet that they hold. In Act 4, we've got the witches showing Macbeth the future kings, the sons of Banquo, and Macduff's family being murdered. We've got Malcolm saying that he's dishonest to try and test Macduff's loyalty. And finally, in Act 5, we've got Lady Macbeth's demise. So she starts by sleepwalking, hallucinating, then eventually killing herself. We've got Macduff killing Macbeth when in that final battle, and we've got Malcolm restored as king and the kind of order being restored to the world. I've just got some key quotes to talk through as well. So we've got appearance versus reality is one of our main themes, and for that we could have fair is foul and foul is fair. That's in Act 1, Scene 1. We've got Macbeth plotting his crime, which is in Act 1, Scene 4, and he says, "Stars, hide your fires. Let not light see my black and deep desires." For the theme of unnatural, in Act 1, Scene 5, we've got Lady Macbeth, and she says, "Come, you spirits," and then ... "unsex me here." For hallucination, we've got Macbeth, "Is this a dagger I see before me?" Dagger, obviously, representing the betrayal. For paranoia, Macbeth, "To be thus is nothing but to be safely thus," which is in Act 3, Scene 1. For guilt, we've got Macbeth saying, "Full of scorpions is my mind, dear wife." About that, and Macbeth, "Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck." So are these in Act 3, Scene 2. And for the idea of the cyclical narrative, we've got Macbeth saying, "Blood will have blood," which is in Act 3, Scene 4. For the tragic hero, we've got Malcolm saying, This tyrant whose sole name blisters our tongue was once thought honest. For guilt and anxiety, we've got Lady Macbeth. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Again, later on in that scene when she says, out, damned spot, out, I say. And for this kind of existential crisis, the quote that you guys know is one of my favourites. We've got Macbeth, which is Act 5, Scene 5, where he's realising sort of how, you know, manipulated possibly he's been and how futile his actions have been, where he says, life is but a walking shadow, a poor player, and then if you do dot, 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 signifying nothing. So yeah, we've got, those are just some key quotes. I know there's loads that we've been going through, but in case anyone hasn't been at period sixes or Saturdays, just so you've got something to go in there with. So some of the kind of some dramatic stylistic devices then that you might want to talk about. Some dramatic irony then is one that we should all know, which is when the audience knows more than the characters. So the audience know, for example, that Duncan will die. Hamartia is a tragic flaw. So it's spelled Hamartia. And it's Macbeth's could easily be his ambition. Hubris is known as pride, which you could say both either Macbeth or Lady Macbeth have. A soliloquy is one character speaking to the audience. We've got catharsis, which is something that normally happens towards the end, and where we have like this kind of pity and fear. And we've got lots of rhyme, which is used by the witches to create chant-like supernatural atmosphere. And then just some extra gothic links then. So the idea of madness, both Lady Macbeth and Macbeth are driven to madness. There's lots of examples of this. The idea of transgression, so going against natural order, the great chain of being, listen to Mr. Shirley's podcast on it. Supernatural, witches, ghosts, hallucinations. The setting's very dark in the castle. It's set in the past. There's lots of sort of pathetic fallacy, lots of fog, things like that. We've got violence. So it starts with a battle. We've got the murders of the king and Banquo. And then there's a final battle. Desire as well, so unnatural desires. We see this a lot in gothic genre. See this obviously in Jekyll and Hyde as well. Exploitation, perhaps, so the witches exploit Macbeth and trick him. There's lots of fear, constant uncertainty and risk. And the idea of inevitability, the idea that it was doomed from the start. So it's tragic because, not because it's sad, but because Macbeth could never have gotten away with this. He could never have got away with murdering the king. Okay, so that was just a quick couple of minutes on all the different things for Macbeth. So take that as a starting point to go off, find evidence, find things that you would want to talk about for your essays tomorrow, well, in your exam. Good luck.